A new museum in Stowe opens to the public today, and it features one of the largest collections of military tanks and vehicles ever assembled in one place. WBUR's Dan Guzman reports on the new American Heritage Museum.
One of the most powerful exhibitions inside the museum is one of the last things visitors see. It's an M1A1 Abrams tank used during the war in Iraq. It's the only one on public display. 23-year-old Marine Sergeant George Yola Jr. from Texas was killed by a roadside bomb while commanding the tank in 2006. A video featuring the sergeant's widow, Maria, is included in the exhibition.
Me and the kids went home to my mom's house. You could see the uniforms through the glass door. And they were like, "Can we come in?" I was like, "I already know what you're going to say."
Yola's fellow Marines talk about his death and how it affected their views of the war.
Seeing people get blown up, you know, Marines maimed and killed and everything, I got pissed off. Because I was like, what are we doing?
The museum's executive director, Rob Collings, says he wants people to be the focus of the museum.
And we highlight in the museum the technological evolution, the historical relevance that these vehicles played in the world we are living in today. And then also the personal stories that relate to the men and women who served on these vehicles or built them.
The collection features more than 90 tanks spread over 65,000 square feet. It dates from World War I to today, and along with the American tanks are German, Russian, and Japanese vehicles from World War II. Most of the tanks were donated by California businessman and military artifact collector Jacques Littlefield. Before his death in 2009, Littlefield had amassed the world's largest private collection of military vehicles. Collings says some of the museum volunteers and docents served in the armed forces.
In a lot of cases, it's helping them deal with stress and PTSD that they're feeling. So we hope this is an area where veterans can come and help find some relief to that.
That toll of war was not lost on Christine Carey of Turner's Falls, who took a tour of the museum about a week before its opening.
These are amazing to look at, and they're fascinating, but they're weapons. It doesn't have to come to this. It doesn't. Millions of people don't have to lose lives just because you disagree with somebody.
According to Collings, the museum is not trying to present either an anti-war or a pro-war message.
Everyone's going to come away with something different, but if you can leave here and go home as a family and sit down and discuss it at dinner time, I think we did our job.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dan Guzman.